Endeavour, we've copied the torquing angles, thank you. And Dave, if you can get a volunteer to work on the mapping camera for us, we'd like to try to pull that mapping camera in and get the covers closed in preparation for the EVA. We're not quite sure the position that the camera's in right now, and the procedure I can read up step by step, but it's basically to open the covers, try to extend the camera, we'll confirm the extension, and then we'll have you retract the camera and ultimately retract the covers, and I'll be standing by for your advice on this. Over.
Okay, Joe, we'll see if we have time to work on that, but it's my understanding we do not have to have it retracted for the EVA.
Dave, that's my understanding too. I think the main reason for wanting to do this, if time is available, and it's only would be a nice day, would be it gives us a long period. Dave, just to complete that last statement, you're correct. We don't have to have that device retracted for the EVA, but apparently it gives the film people a nice feeling regarding their film not getting too cold or too hot. That's the reason for that.
Okay, well, let us see if we can get to it.
Rog, just give a whistle.
Okay, and we sort of flip-flop that P23 and EAT period so that we can take advantage of our setup for EAT, and we'll get on with the P23 as soon as we finish breakfast.
Sounds good. Apollo 15, this is Houston. All other things being equal, troops, we'd prefer that you do the P23 before you begin the EAT period because it gives us an hour of pointed X-ray data during your EAT period.
Okay, Joe, but I guess the inequality is the stowage situation in here, and assuring that we can get properly prepared for the EVA. So we'll start the P23 in probably about, oh, 5 minutes or so because we're almost through eat. But we sort of have to take advantage of our configuration here in order to stay with the timeline later on.
Oh, that's fine, Dave. We understand. Thank you.